This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Volker up here in the press box. Both teams have been introduced, and now the Nokomis Redskins will get ready to take the field. As they do, it'll be B.J. Chaussee on the mound. Ryan Jansen will be his battery mate. Carter Saba will be at first base. Austin McDowell at second. Connor Engelman at shortstop. Evan Hermstreith at third. Adam Lyons in left field, Alex Tossetti in center, and Nicholas Masher in right. They will face the following lineup for the Waterloo Jabot Hawks. As we said, Andy Scare's team comes in at 12-22. Josh Pappenberg, a sophomore catcher, leads it off. Austin Sweeney, the junior second baseman, bats second. Mark Brands, the junior pitcher, bats third. Batting fourth is Tim Reinholz, the sophomore left fielder. Cameron Kinchlow, the junior right fielder, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Eric Schrader, sophomore third baseman. Ethan Schilling, the senior designated hitter, bats seventh. Jake Green, the senior shortstop, bats eighth. And Jason McFarland, the junior center fielder, bats ninth. As B.J. Chaussee is taking a few warm-ups, we can tell you that the first game of the first round of the Greenville Sectional has been completed. Val Meyer used a big first inning where they scored three runs, and then they capped that off with six runs in the seventh, and they defeated the Carrollton Hawks to the tune of 9-0. So Val Meyer Pirates have punched their ticket into Saturday morning's Greenville Sectional Championship game. It'll take place here at 11 a.m. Who will their opponent be? Well, we shall see in the next couple of hours, as it is the Nokomis Redskins, the winners of the Pawnee Regional, coming in with a 20-3 record. They're taking on the Waterloo Jabot Hawks, the winner of the Jabot Regional. The Hawks come in 12-22. It looks like Chaussee has finished with his warm-up tosses. The infield is going to meet with the pitcher. Now they'll break and go to their respective positions. And Josh Pappenberg is going to stand in to lead things off for the Waterloo Jabot Hawks. Pappenberg, a sophomore, bats from the left side. Here comes the first delivery from Chaussee, called strike one over the outside corner. That's the way we get things started here in the top of the first, a sun-drenched field. And as we look out over the infield, we're looking out to the northeast. Strike two on the inside corner, which means the right fielder, first baseman and second baseman, they are in the sun field, looking right into that setting sun. 0-2 pitch from Chaussee. Here it comes, little bit high, and the count goes to 1-2. Austin Sweeney, the junior second baseman, waiting in the on-deck circle. Chaussee rocks and fires. Little bit low as that breaking ball went into the dirt. Jansen made a good stop, and the count goes even at 2-2. Just underway here at Greenville University. You heard me right. It's not Greenville College anymore. The name change is official, and here goes a fly ball in the center field. Alex Tossetti chases it down, makes the grab for the first out. Tossetti showing good range there in center field. Had him shaded a little bit to left center, but had no trouble at all racing over and making the catch for out number one. That will bring up Austin Sweeney. Sweeney, the junior second baseman. The Hawks with their maroon tops, white pants, black numerals, thank you very much. Ground ball down to third baseline. It's fair, just inside the line. Sweeney's going to round first, and he'll hold up as the Redskins hustle the ball back in. It'll be a one-out single for Austin Sweeney. That'll bring up Mark Brands. Brands, a junior pitcher. He leads the Hawks with a .388 batting average. Also leads the team with 24 RBIs. Sweeney perched down at first. He'll take a short lead. Now he'll extend just a little bit more. Chaussee to the stretch. Now to the plate. It's outside for ball one. B.J. Chaussee, lanky right-hander, as Sweeney down at first looks at the pitcher. Pitcher looks at the runner. Now throws it, breaking ball that stayed upstairs. And the count goes to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one on, one out, to the number three hitter, Mark Brands. Another ball up and away, and the count goes 3-0. Chaucy all of a sudden is having trouble finding the strike zone. He'll look in, get his sign. To the stretch, now to the plate. Strike down the middle. That was kind of a gimme. Now at 3-1, Brands will be digging in to get the pitch he likes. Just a shade under 400. Nope, it's going to be a quick toss over to first, and the runner's back safely. Carter Sobel, a big target over there at first base. Made the catch, tried to make the tag, but it was a little late. 3-1, here it comes. It's going to be fouled off to the right side. It'll go back behind the fence and out of play. So the count will go full. Three balls and two strikes on the number three hitter, Mark Brands. Sobel will step behind the mound for a bit. He'll rub that baseball up. Now he'll toe that rubber. Time is called by the home plate umpire as Brand steps out. Now he'll get back into the box and get ready to see a 3-2 delivery from B.J. Chaucy. Here it comes. Popped up. Foul. Right side. Running out of room is the first baseman, Carter Sobel. It'll go out of play. The count will remain 3-2. They've already turned on the lights here at Greenville University. Not that they need them just yet, but this way they'll be a much more discreet change from light to darkness. And the 3-2 pitch coming once again. Nope, it'll be a throw over to first. And Sweeney's back in quickly. Sweeney's not really taking too large of a lead, but I think the Redskins are concerned that he might be running. He's not. 3-2 pitch is lined into the hole. That's short for a single for Mark Brand. So after retiring the first batter on a fly ball to center field, Chaucy has given up back-to-back singles. This one into the hole to left. And there are runners on first and second now for the cleanup hitter, Tim Reinholtz. Reinholtz with quite a pitching performance the other day in the championship game of the Jabot Regional, as he had 13 strikeouts. And we will have a courtesy runner for Jabot. I thought he said 13, but I don't have a 13 on the roster. In any event, first pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side by Chris Tim Runner, Reinholtz.
First base, number 19, Jacob Mueller.
19 is our courtesy runner. That will be Jacob Mueller. And I got helpers to the left. I got helpers to the right. I got all sorts of help tonight. Trust me, folks, I need it. Here comes a breaking ball, just stayed inside, and the count goes, I thought to 1-1, but maybe he did call it a strike. It went to 0-2 up here. In any event, the next offering from Chaucy with runners on first and second. To the plate, high fly ball into left center field. Center fielder Alex Tosetti scooting over, makes the catch, and quickly fires that ball back into the infield. So Tosetti has made two catches out in center field, one kind of over to right center, one has had to go over to left center. Two good plays by the outfielder, Alex Tosetti. The runner's still at first and second. That's Sweeney down there at second, and Mueller down there at first, and that brings Cameron Kinchlow, the junior right fielder, to the plate. Two on, two out here in the top of the first. Breaking ball a little outside, and it goes 1-0. Kinchlow, as we said, a junior, wearing a big black number 16 on the back of that jersey. B.J. Chaucy to the stretch, and now to the plate. Inside, ball two. Chaucy kind of worked the count deep on these few first hitters here. This is his fifth batter that he's faced. He'll rock and fire. Little chopper, little one-hopper over his head. Second baseman with a tough play. He bobbles it, and everybody's going to be safe. Chaucy just not quite tall enough to reach that high hopper, and once it got over him, you knew the second baseman, Austin McDowell, was going to have a problem, and he did. He could not make a clean pickup, and as a result, Waterloo Jabot here in the top of the first. They have the bases loaded with two outs for Eric Schrader. In our first game of the day, Valmeyer came up with three big runs in the first inning, and they kind of coasted to victory. Now a line drive down the left field line. It's fair. One runs in. Here comes a second runner. He's going to score. Relay comes into third. It's going to be a little bit late, and everybody's going to be safe on the two-run single off the bat of Eric Schrader, and that's the way the Jabot Hawks get things started here in the top of the first. Both of the hits, or two of the hits, have been right down the third base line, and that one, plates two, is coming in to score with Sweeney and Brands. Going over to third base will be Cameron Kinslow. He'll be there with two outs. Schrader's on at first. Runners will be on the corners, and see what right now Coach Pisco wants to settle his team down. He saw what happened in game number one, how a big first inning for Valmeyer pretty much spelled the doom of the Carrollton Hawks. He's wanting to see if he can settle his team down, and maybe he'll want to move that third baseman over a little bit closer to the line, because there's been two of them there that have been close to kicking up chalk as they went over the bag. But it is Eric Schrader with the big two-out hit, batting in the number six slot. He has plated two in the Jabot Hawks. Yes, that's right, the 12-22 Jabot Hawks. They have taken a 2-0 lead over the Nokomis Redskins here in the top of the first inning. To the plate, Ethan Schilling. Schilling, the senior designated hitter. As we said, Waterloo Jabot starts two seniors, four juniors, and three sophomores in their batting order. Ethan Schilling, with runners on the corners and two outs, two in, takes a look at a ball outside. Jake Green, senior shortstop, waiting in the on-deck circle. As the Hawks have already sent seven men to the plate, this is the seventh batter of the inning. Ethan Schilling swings and lines this one deep into the left field corner, off and on a run. And making the catch is Adam Lyons. I thought he wasn't going to be able to catch up with that one, but he sure closed ground quickly. And he makes an outstanding catch right at the left field line to end the top of the first. But not until the Waterloo Jabot Hawks plate two runs. They do so on four hits, and they will leave two men stranded. We go to the bottom of the first. Jabot 2, Nokomis coming to bat. You're listening to WSMI. That's right, you're listening to FM 106 as we move to the bottom of the first inning. The Nokomis Redskins already find themselves trailing 2-0 to the Waterloo Jabot Hawks, who plated two runs, stranded a couple, with four hits in the top of the first. Now Evan Herbstreit, the freshman third baseman, will start things off for the Redskins, and he'll take a called strike one. Mark Brands on the mound, 2-2 record on the season, 3.41 earned run average. As we said, records and so forth are a little bit deceptive for the Jabot Hawks because of the level of competition that they played. That's nothing to take nothing away from Nokomis. They've played the likes of Totopolis and some very tough teams, Williamsville and so forth. They've had some good competition too, and they put together a 20-3 record. Ball two goes high, and the record, or the count, goes to 2-1 on Evan Herbstreit. He'll look at ball three low, and it'll go to 3-0. B.J. Chaucy, the senior pitcher, waits in the on-deck circle. Herbstreit going to make sure this is one he wants with a 3-1 count. Here it comes. Strike on the corner, and the count goes full. Evan is a freshman, but he does not play like a freshman. He has done an outstanding job leading off and shows a good eye there as he will walk and take the free pass. And that's the way the Redskins start the bottom of the first. as Herb Streeth will be down at first base for B.J. Chaussee. Herb Streeth in the leadoff spot, Chaussee batting second, Connor Engelman batting third. In the four slot is Ryan Jansen. Batting fifth is Alex DeSetti. Austin McDowell batting sixth. Carter Sobel batting seventh. Nicholas Masher batting eighth. And Hunter Arndt batting ninth. This little Texas leaguer drops in behind third base, and so don't look now, but the Redskins trailing 2-0 have gotten the first two batters on board, one via walk, one via single, as Chaussee, the left-hander, kind of sliced that one down the left side. He's on down there at first. Herb Streeth moves up 90 feet to second base. Connor Engelman, the senior shortstop, stands in. Engelman with that red jersey, those white pants, big white number one with black trim on his back. He's wearing the stirrups, which some players wear. Old school, some players don't. Called strike one on Engelman. A lot of people decked out in red and black did not go for that call. Nonetheless, it's 0-1 on Engelman with runners on first and second and nobody out. Chaussee kind of shields his eyes down at first as he looks in. Called strike two on the knees on the corner. Engelman steps back, gathers himself, realizes he's got one big one left as he'll stand back in. To the stretch, Brands to the plate, swing and a miss. First base is occupied. So the strikeout goes out number one, and Connor Engelman is retired.
Number seven, Ryan Jansen.
That'll bring up the Redskin catcher, Ryan Jansen. Jansen, a sophomore. For Nokomis, their starting lineup shows four seniors, four sophomores, and a freshman. So a blend of the young and the old for the Redskins. A little three-hopper coming up to the shortstop. He'll go to second, get the play there. To first a little bit late, and heads up running on the play as Evan Herbstreet never slowed down. He turned the corner at third, and he was coming home toot sweet. So the force out goes 6-4 down at second base for the second out of the inning. Jansen's going to reach on the fielder's choice, and he'll get the RBI as the run comes in to score. So the Redskins have cut into that deficit and trail by one as Alex Tossetti, the center fielder, stands in. Tossetti with that big two-run, two-out double in the first game of the tournament against Greenfield allowed the Redskins to stay alive and play another day. And the next day, they, of course, had a big day, defeating Mont Olive 10-0 in the regional championship game. That brings them here to Greenville and to the bottom of the first, where they trailed 2-1. The pitch, a called strike to Tossetti. Jansen taking a bit of a leadoff over at first. First baseman Nick Weilbacher gets a throw over there, and he would probably just as soon they not throw over there too often because he's looking right in to that sun. The left-handed first baseman gives him a signal just in case he wants to throw there. He'll give him a big target. This one is golfed high, comes over foul to third base line, and the third baseman, Eric Schrader, struggles, but he finally is able to reel it in for out number three. And so the Redskins utilize one hit, one walk to score one run. They strand one, and after one inning of play, it is Jabot 2, Nokomis 1. You're listening to WSMI. Hope you enjoyed our first two games of the evening. This is our third and nightcap of the evening as we're coming your way from the Greenville University 1A sectional baseball tournament. It's semifinal action. We move to the second inning. Jabot with a 2-1 lead. We'll send up the 6, 7, and 8 hitters, or excuse me, the 8, 9, and 1 hitters, as it'll be Jake Green, the shortstop, leading off here in the top of the second. He'll look at ball one. Now swings and fouls this one back. Got a piece of the umpire. He'll get a new ball back out to the pitcher, B.J. Chaussee. And the count will go to 1-1 on Jake Green, the senior shortstop for the Jabot Hawks. The 1-1 pitch is lofted into right field. Right fielder's going to have to head over towards the line. He drifts, makes the catch. Good play out there by Nicholas Masher for the first out of the inning. It's one thing that we've noticed here in the early going, been a lot of fly balls, four outs recorded, all four of them by the outfielders here in the early going. That'll bring up number 9 hitter, Mason McFarland, the junior center fielder. McFarland with the big black number 8 on the back of his jersey. Looks to bunt. He missed first and fouled it off for strike one. He'll get a new ball in play, and the umpire will check out that one. All of the rain that we got here in the last few days, and yet it was necessary to put a little bit of moisture on this infield as it was rather dry. And that's a situation a lot of stadiums, a lot of fields can't say was true here in the last week or so, as we've had a lot of delays, a lot of postponements. Strike two, breaking ball on the outside corner, and quickly McFarland is in the hole. Chaucy decided to try to go upstairs and see if he could get him fishing for a high one. He would not go, and it's 1-2. The leadoff hitter, Josh Pappenberg, waits on deck. As a call, strike three. Beautiful breaking ball there from B.J. Chaucy, as that one broke a little bit late, buckled the knees of the hitter. Chaucy picks up his first K of the day as McFarland is caught looking.
Now batting number 20, Josh.
So with two up and two down, that'll send us back to the top of the order. And Josh Pappenberg. Pappenberg, as we said, bats from the left side. He flied out to center field his first time up. Takes a ball a little bit outside. It was a 2-2 delivery that Pappenberg sent into center, right center field first time up. Now it's one ball, no strikes, as he swings and misses on the changeup, and the count goes to 1-1. Chaucy looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the second after facing 7 Hawks in inning number 1. Two of them came around to score. This breaking ball comes in a little bit low, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls and one strike on the sophomore catcher for the Jabot Hawks, Josh Pappenberg. Little nubber, slow roller to third. Nice pickup, nice throw, and it'll go 5-3, and the side is retired. Evan Herbstreit charged that one, made a good pickup and a good throw, albeit a little bit high, but when you got Carter Sobel over at first, he'll make up for the difference. And he does. And so the Hawks of Waterloo Jabot go down in order. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. As we go to the bottom of the second, the Hawks have stranded two runners. They have plated two runners. They lead this one 2-1. You're listening to WSMI. If you want sports in Mid-Illinois, this is the station to stay tuned to, as we're bringing you not one, not two, but three IHSA playoff games today. We move to the bottom of the second. Austin McDowell stands in, looks at ball one, and strike one. Count is evened up at 1-1 on the number 6 hitter, Austin McDowell. He'll pop this one straight back, coming back over our heads. We're safely in the press box, so nothing to fear. For the Redskins, it'll be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up here in the bottom of the second. McDowell at the plate, Carter Sobel on deck, Nicholas Masher in the hole. And you talk about mashing one. Oh, what an outstanding catch. That ball was past, I mean past the shortstop, and Jake Green somehow fired his glove up there, and he was able to get that line drive in the glove and comes up with a bit of a smile on his face. I'm not sure he thought he could catch it, as it looked like it was past him into left center field, but an outstanding play by Jake Green retires Austin McDowell. This time the next hitter, Carter Sobel, says, "I'll send it out to short center field." Same guy, Jake Green, says, "I'll camp under it and I'll make the catch." So two up, two down, both outs attributed to Jake Green at the shortstop slot. That's what you like, a middle infielder who goes and gets everything he can. So with two down here in the bottom of the second, and the Redskins trailing 2-1, They'll send up sophomore right fielder Nicholas Masher. He'll stand in from the left side and look at the first offering at the knees for a called strike. Mark Brands faced five batters in the first inning, walked the first guy. He came around to score, and how often have we talked about that? A leadoff walk coming around to score. Now a two-out single into short right field off the bat of Nicholas Masher. That one simply had eyes, not hit that hard, but hard enough that the second baseman couldn't get to it. And it goes into short right field for the second hit of the day for the Redskins. It comes off the bat of the number eight hitter, Nicholas Masher. So he's down at first with two outs now, and that'll bring up Hunter Arndt. Arndt, the senior designated hitter. Wearing a big white number four in the back of his red jersey with a runner on first. He'll look at ball one outside. Playing here in the bottom of the second at Greenville University Sectional Tournament, Redskins of Nokomis trailing 2-1 to the Waterloo Jabot Hawks. Here comes the next one. Excuse me, swing, and he fouls that one back. They have a concrete and block wall, about 3-4 feet high maybe, around the backstop. So when that ball goes flying back there, it's going to ricochet back quickly off of that hard surface. A 1-1 count on Hunter Arndt with Masher down to first base. He'll take a short lead, and then when the pitcher Brands looks over at him, he heads back to the bag. Now he'll take another step off, holding that left hand out to get back to the bag if he needs to. Swing and a foul back by Arndt. It was kind of a protective swing. Really didn't take a good whack at it, but he's in the hole 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes on Hunter Arndt, the senior designated hitter batting in the number nine slot. Evan Herbstreit waits on deck. Outside, and that count evens at 2-2. Brands had a good idea, wanted to see if he could get the number nine hitter Arndt to go chasing after a ball out of the strike zone, but Arndt showed a good eye. And now the 2-2 delivery comes to Arndt. That's a called strike as he got caught looking. Second strike out of the day for the hurler for Jabot, Mark Brands. And so the Redskins get one hit, but they score no runs. They'll leave one stranded. Nokomis has stranded two after two, and they trail 2-1 as we go to the top of the third. You're listening to WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here in the press box. We'll move now to the top of the third inning. Jabot with a 2-1 lead over the Nokomis Redskins. And in the top of the third, it'll be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up for Coach Andy Scare. Austin Sweeney, who singled and scored in the first, leads things off and takes a strike on the outside corner. And that's the way we get action going here in the top of the third. 2-1, Jabot over Nokomis. The winner gets Valmire in Saturday's sectional championship game. Breaking ball stays high, and the count goes to 1-1. Mark Brands, the Hawks pitcher, waiting on deck, he too singled and scored in the first inning. Low and away, 2-1 is the count. Chaucy gets that ball back, and he'll tow that rubber up. Puts that glove up in front of his face. Now he'll rock. Now he'll fire. Way outside, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, Sweeney wasted no time up. His first time up as he hit that first pitch for a base hit, but now he's gone count full, and he sends one into deep center field. Alex Tosetti, roaming out of the shade into a sun area, makes the catch for out number one. Tosetti doing a good job manning center field there. He's had a couple three go his way, and he's been flawless in the field. With one up and one down, that'll bring up Mark Brands. Brands, as we said, a 388 hitter, best hitting player on the Hawks lineup today. He'll look at a breaking ball, called strike one. Looked like it was coming in high, dropped down just in time, caught the outside corner. 0-1 delivery. Here it comes. Another breaking ball. Buckled his knees. Not much he could do with that one. So Brands quickly is in the hole 0-2. Last time up, he hit a 3-2 delivery for the single to left. This time, he'll look at ball one high and outside. One ball, two strikes, nobody on, one out here in the top of the third inning. Brands, the number three hitter, stands in and waits and takes ball two. Into the dirt. Jansen had to block that one. He'll retrieve it, toss it back out to the pitcher. Nobody says anything about it being scuffed up, so they'll play it for another toss. From B.J. Chaussee to Ryan Jansen, here it comes. Breaking ball just a little upstairs. Got a few oohs and ahs in the crowd on that one, but the count will go full to the number three hitter, Mark Brands. Swing and a foul as he brought the hard one in just below the waist. Brands did a good job of fighting it off, and he'll get to see another 3-2 delivery. Tim Reinholz, the sophomore left fielder, waits on deck as Mark Brands, with the count full, sends a two-hopper to the second baseman. He'll pick it up, pop it in his glove a couple times, then a low throw, but Carter Sobel there to do what he does best, pick it out of the dirt for the second out. So it goes 4-3, McDowell to Sobel for out number two. That'll send Tim Reinholz to the plate. Reinholz, sophomore left fielder, pitched to Jim in the regional championship game, which he had 13 strikeouts. He'll look at a breaking ball outside.
Now batting number 33.
Reinholz, who flied to center his first time up, is going to hit a fly ball to right field. Second baseman's backing up. Right fielder's coming in. He runs him off, and then he overruns the ball. It goes over his head and into second base with a two-out double. Will be Tim Reinholz. That will not go down as an error, but it was definitely a mental error on the right fielder, Nicholas Masher. And there's enough of a cloud cover now, I don't think the sun was really the reason why he didn't make that play. But that will be the fifth hit of the day for the Hawks and gives them a two-out opportunity to add to their 2-1 lead as Cameron Kinchlow comes to the plate. He'll take a breaking ball outside for ball one. So after retiring the first two, Chaussee thought he was going to be out of the inning, but the ball dropped in short right field. Now a little roller foul. Good play there by the on-deck hitter. That was Eric Schrader, who dropped that bat, two-handed that ball, gets it back out to the pitcher. Little smile there from him. He's kind of proud of his quick reflexes. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. A little outside. Two balls, one strike is the count. With two outs, Chaussee going to bring it to the plate. And it's a one-hopper, two-hopper to the second baseman. He'll fire across. And it'll go 4-3 for out number one. And so the two-out double doesn't come back to haunt the Redskins as they give up one hit, but no runs, one left on base. That's three stranded by the Hawks. But as we move into the bottom of the third, they lead this one to the tune of 2-1 over the Nokomis Redskins. You're listening to WSMI. We serve Mid-Illinois. That's WSMI. That's what you're listening to right now. High school baseball coming your way as we move to the bottom of the third. Nokomis trailing Jabot 2-1. They'll send up the 6, 7, and 8 hitters here in the bottom of the third. Excuse me. They'll send up the top of the order here in the bottom of the third as it'll be Herbstreith who will foul the first pitch back and the 0-1 delivery coming at him from Mark Brands. Brands, who's given up a couple of hits, one in each of the first two innings, brings a ball in low and the count goes to 1-1. One ball, one strike on the batter leading off here in the third. Fouls this one back and out of play to the right side. Herbstreith wants to get a new bat. I don't know if he dented the aluminum or what there. But in any event, he says, give me a different stick. I want one that I can get around on a little bit quicker. Maybe get one in play here. So they bring out White Lightning. See if that'll work for him. as the count goes to 1-2. Herbstreet walked and scored in the first, leading off here in the third. Little hopper to the second baseman. Sweeney makes the grab, fires over to Weilbacher. For the first out, it'll go 4-3 for out number one, and that's the way we start things off here in the bottom of the third. The Redskins trailing 2-1.
Now batting number two.
We'll send up the number two hitter in the lineup, B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee, who was singled in the first inning and then was out on a force out, stands in from the left side. Takes ball one. Takes ball one low. And now gets ready for the next pitch. Inside, and it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Chaussee trying to get on to get a one-out rally going for the Redskins, who trail 2-1 here. Connor Engelman waiting on deck. Chaussee ahead on the count. Two balls and no strikes. Here it comes. On the corner, a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls and one strike on the senior pitcher for the Redskins, B.J. Chaussee. The lefty stands in and swings a little late, fouls that one back, out of play to the left side. So the count goes to 2-2 on B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee looking to see if he can straighten one out. He does, as he waited on the breaking ball and parked that one right back from whence it came. Up the middle for a solid single for B.J. Chaussee. Third hit of the day for the Redskins. As Chaussee is on board. And that will bring up Connor Engelman. Engelman, who was a strikeout victim his first time up. See if he can keep things going here. He'll take
now
ball one.
Connor Engelman.
He asks for time. So he wants to get set in the box. Now he's ready. And a pitcher's going to fire across to first. And getting back in safely was B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee going to take that lead again and said, I think I can get this far. See if he can draw a throw. He's ready to move. Engelman. Waiting, slices it foul, and the count goes to 1-1. Connor Engelman, senior shortstop, steps out of the box, takes a few practice swings, wants to get that bat speed up a little bit more. See if he can turn that foul ball around and take it back up the middle. Chaussee showed him how to do it in the previous at bat. Now it's Engelman's turn. The 1-1 delivery to the plate. And is driven into right center field. Right fielder coming over quickly. Makes a diving catch. Outstanding play by Cameron Kinchlow, as that ball looked like it might get down. But Kinchlow closed quickly and made a diving grab there in right center field for the second out of the inning. Chaussee has to retreat to first. He remains there with two outs now. For Ryan Jansen, who grounded into a force out, drove in the only run of the game for the Redskins, that coming back in the bottom of the first. Chaussee has to dive back into first again. He's picking up a little bit of dust and dirt on that white pants. Now to the stretch, checks on the runner, does Brands. And this one comes in low, bounces in, and Papenburg makes a good stop to keep the ball in front of him. So the count on Jansen goes to 1-0 with Chaussee down to first base. Going to have to hit a gapper to chase him home from first base, I believe, with two outs. And instead, he's going to pop this one into right field. Right fielder circles around. He dropped back. Now he had to go over towards the line and makes the catch. Cameron Kinchlow, a couple of nice catches out there in right field. And so the Nokomis Redskins get one hit. They score no runs. They leave one stranded. They have stranded three through three innings. And after three innings, it is Jabot 2, Nokomis 1. You're listening to WSMI. On we go to the top of the fourth. And for the Jabot Hawks, it will be the number 6, 7, and 8 hitters, Eric Schrader, to the plate. He had a two-run single back in the first. He looks at ball one and now looks at ball two. Two balls and no strikes on the sophomore third baseman, Eric Schrader. His single plated the two runs for the Hawks in the first inning, and they lead by those two runs, 2-1, as we play here in the top of the fourth inning. Three balls, no strikes. Chaucy in danger of walking. Nope, he'll get a called strike. I was going to say in danger of walking the leadoff hitter. You don't want to do that. When the Hawks did that, the Redskins plated that runner, and that's how they scored their first run, getting a leadoff walk. Now a skied deep into left field, over in foul territory. Left fielder giving chase, and Adam Lyons makes yet another good play in the left field corner. This one about 10 feet foul, almost out of our vision, but nonetheless, he chases it down for out number one. Two hard-running catches for Lyons in left field, and that retires Schrader with the first out here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Ethan Schilling. Schilling, who flied to left his first time up. He's going to have to wait before he sees his first offering because the catcher, Ryan Jansen, wants to go out and have a few words with his pitcher. One of them may be telling him maybe take a little bit more off the ball so that they will foul that a little further because those things are awful close to being down into the left field corner. He returns behind the plate, does Jansen. And a pitch is launched into left field. This one's in fair territory. Straight away left field. And once again, there's Adam Lyons who says, you hit him out here, I'll haul him in. Two up, two down, thanks to Mr. Lyons.
Now batting number two.
And perhaps B.J. Chaucy and the Redskins could see another 1-2-3 inning. They saw that in the second inning when the number 8, 9, and 1 hitters were retired in order. They've got two outs here, and the number 8 hitter, Jake Green, looks at a ball outside. Green, a senior shortstop, flied out to right his first time out. He'll take ball two. Chaucy laboring just a little bit with the strike zone, wanting to make sure he stays away from the middle of the plate. That time he does, catching the outside corner about waist high. And the count goes to 2-1. Green looking to see if he can get something started here with two outs in the fourth inning. Mason McFarland waiting on deck. This pitch goes way outside, as the release point may have been a little off for the hurler, Chaucy. The count 3-1, and here it comes. This breaking ball evidently stayed a little high for ball four.
Now batting number eight.
And so instead of a leadoff walk, the Hawks get a two-out walk. And that comes here in the top of the fourth inning. And that will bring up the number 9 hitter, Mason McFarland. Pitches outside for ball one. Waiting on deck, Josh Pappenberg. Pappenberg, the sophomore catcher. He'll keep his shin guards on for the time being as a called strike on the corner puts the count at 1-1. Again, a called strike, and the count is 1-2. So now, Chaucy and the Redskins, one pitch away, out of sending us to the bottom of the fourth. That breaking ball caught the outside corner and froze the hitter, McFarland, for the second time tonight. He's caught looking at strike three. And so in the inning, the Hawks do not score. They have no runs on no hits. There was no errors. They left one because of the walk and have stranded four through four innings. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, it is Jabot 2 and Nokomis 1. You're listening to WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer. I'm Gary Boker up here in the press box. We move on to the bottom of the fourth. Alex Tosetti takes ball one. And now a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens at 1-1 on the number 5 hitter, Alex Tosetti. He popped out third his first time. This time he'll pop it up on the right side, and it'll go out of play. And the count will go to 1-2. 1-2 on Alex Tosetti. He's 0-1 today as we play here in the bottom of the fourth. Redskins losing 2-1 at the moment. Outside for 2, and the count evens up at 2-2. The 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up for the Redskins here in the bottom of the fourth. Tosetti, McDowell, and Sobel. Here comes the delivery outside, and the count goes full. Not too many full counts for Mark Brands today. One occurred back in the first inning with the first hitter, and he walked in. Herbstreit came around to score. Now a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fourth. And it's issued to Alex Tosetti. Second free pass of the day for the Redskins. To go along with 3 hits, they've scored 1 run. Tosetti dives back in ahead of the throw over to first. Standing in is Austin McDowell, who lined out to the shortstop. And I'm going to tell you, it was in short left field. Runner is running, the hit and run was on, and McDowell will foul it back. And Tosetti will retrace his steps and go back to first. He'll look for signals from the third base coach. He'll get the signals. Now Tosetti will lead off, draw a throw over. He'll get back safely. Outfield basically straight away. The right fielder closer to the line. Center fielder shaded just a little bit to left. So right center is where the gap is. Instead, it's going to be a bunt. A good bunt down the third base line. Oh, the pitcher almost does the splits trying to make that. And now trying to go over to third. They're going to say he is safe as the tag was missed. Eric Schrader, who had come in from third base to try to field the bunt, then had to head back to third base. And Alex Tosetti, with some outstanding base running, he just kept right on going as the bunt took the throw to the first baseman, and the first baseman could not make the catch in time there. And so it's runners on the corners for the Nokomis Redskins, who will get their 4th hit of the day. It's an infield bunt single. He was trying to sacrifice, but he was on safely. Now the runners are on the corners as the Redskins have gotten their first 2 aboard. The number 5, the number 6 hitters, they have set the table. And now with 2 on, nobody out, that'll bring up the sophomore first baseman, Carter Sobel. Sobel, who popped out to the shortstop his first time up, has an opportunity here to see if he can get the Redskins even. With runners on first and third, Tosetti, he's well over in foul territory, out of the base running area. Down at first, Austin McDowell. Sobel with the first one. Swings right through it for strike 1. He had visions of driving in 1, or perhaps 2, or 3 runs with that swing. But instead, the count goes to 0-1 on Carter Sobel. 2-1 is the Jabot lead. Ground ball in the right field as the second baseman was shading over toward the bag. And so Sobel comes up with an RBI single, and the Redskins plate the tying run as they put together 2 singles in a row after a leadoff walk. And once again, that leadoff walk comes around to score for the Redskins. They have plated 2, both of them, leadoff walks in the inning. Single for Sobel gives the Redskins 5 base hits on the day, and it'll bring Nick Masher to the plate. Nicholas batting from the left side as the infield comes in with the runners on first and second. They're in on the corners. They're playing double play depth up the middle. Ball bounces in, and Pappenberg, makes a good stop there to keep that one from going back to the backstop. Brands has to be a little bit shook up as he was rolling along through the first 3 innings and now has given up two singles following a leadoff walk. Has allowed the Redskins to tie this one up, and they'll see if they can get more. Runners on first and second. Swing and a miss. Masher could not catch up with that one. He'll step out. Take a look down at third base. To the stretch goes Brands. Checks on the runners. Now to the plate. Driven into center field. Center fielder coming over. He's not going to get to that one, as that's going to be an RBI single off the bat of the number 8 hitter, Nicholas Masher. Don't look now, but Masher has two singles on the day. He has an RBI, and he has given the Nokomis Redskins a 3-2 lead. Good piece of hitting there. He simply was very patient, went down and got that one, and there was no doubt about it. It was in short left center field. Center fielder was playing a little bit deep, and there was no way he was getting in to make that catch. So now the runners are on first and second. There's two runs in the inning, giving Nokomis a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the fourth over Waterloo Jabot. Ducks are still on to pond as Sobel's down at second. Masher, after that RBI single, he's down at first. First baseman comes in. If I didn't know any better, I'd think he was playing softball. The first baseman came charging in as though he wanted to shake hands with the batter. Had he swung and sliced that one, we could be calling for dental surgery. Instead, it's one ball, no strikes. Squaring to bunt. This one is outside, and another good stop by Papenburg to keep that one from going back to the screen. But Arndt now has a 2-0 count. Pitcher says, I don't like that ball. It hasn't been going over the strike zone. Give me another one. So he'll send it in. The umpire will give him a new ball. He'll climb back up on the mound. First baseman Weilbacher is halfway in between first and home already. Hunter Arndt, who looked at strike three, has a 2-0 pitch coming his way. He's not bunting. He'll take a called strike. Delayed call with an even more delayed reaction from the Nokomis fans. As the count goes to 2-1 on Arndt. Runners are on first and second. Still nobody out. He's looking to bunt. First baseman is coming in. Third baseman staying to cover his bag. And the ball is outside. And it's three. No, I thought it was 3-1. Arndt thought it was ball four. He threw his bat away. Well, young man, you better go back and get your bat. Although last time he looked at strike three, this time if it's close, he wants to get a piece of it if at all possible. Third baseman is not charging because they're wanting to get that lead runner there. Jabot trailing by one with runners on first and second and nobody out. Arndt with the 3-1 pitch. Looks at ball four. This one does indeed go high. And he'll walk down to first base. That is the third walk given up to the Redskins tonight. The second walk in this inning. And it will load the bases for the leadoff hitter, Evan Herbstreit. So runners are on all of the bases now as Carter Sobel is perched down at third, Nicholas Masher's down at second, and Hunter Arndt, who just coaxed that walk, down at first. The infield now will come in at all positions. They're on the grass, and Herbstreit will take ball one high. Herbstreit, who walked and scored back in the first and grounded to second in the third. He bats here in the fourth with two runs in already. Bases loaded, nobody out. Catcher wants to go talk to pitcher, so he'll go talk to coach. Herbstreit comes back, taps the not much mud, maybe a little bit of dust out of those spikes, and now he'll return to the batter's box and await the 1-0 pitch from Mark Brands. Here it comes. Outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. This is the one where in Little League the coaches are all screaming, a walk's as good as a hit. Make sure he throws a strike. Herbstreit's showing good patience. As we said, he walked on a 3-2 pitch his first time up, and he'll look at a 2-0 pitch here. It's a called strike on the corner. Two balls, one strike, bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the fourth. Nokomis has plated two, and they lead 3-2. The drawn-in infield on the grass all the way around, swing at a foul back. and that'll even the count at 2-2 on Evan Herbstreit. B.J. Chaussey waiting on deck. Redskins trying to put together a big inning. They've already scored two. Herbstreit with the 2-2. Swings and misses. And that was just what the doctor ordered for Mark Brands and the Jabot Hawks as Herbstreit goes down swinging for the first out of the inning.
Number two, B.J.
That is only the third strikeout of the day for Brands. And now B.J. Chaussey stands in. And this allows the middle infielders to move back to double play depth. On the corners, they're still in on the grass. The pitch to Chaussey. Low and inside. Papenburg makes a good stop to keep it from going back to the backstop. Chaussey spins that bat, takes a practice swing, resets his feet on the left side of the batter's box. He'll wait as Brands checks on the runners. Now to the plate. Inside, ball two. Brands, who has fell behind on the count against Herbstreit, came back to get in on strikeout. Chaussey, who has singled twice, he's 2-for-2, looking to see if he can't pick up single number three or maybe an extra base hit. We shall see. Waist high at the inside corner for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Bases loaded, one out, bottom of the fourth, 3-2 Nokomis. Here it comes. Chaussey fouls this one off to the left side, and the count evens up at 2-2. He'll step out, take a couple of swings, and stand back in. Wants to make sure he makes contact on this one, as he has Carter Sobel, the sophomore, down at third, Nicholas Masher at second, Hunter Arndt over at first. The infielders are halfway up the middle. On the corners, they're in on the grass. The 2-2 delivery to Chaussey. Little number. It's going to be a tough one. They'll get a force out at second, and the run will come in to score. So Chaussey gets the job done in that his fielder's choice will retire Arndt down at second base, as it'll go 6-4 for out number two. And on the play, Chaussey will arrive at first base via the fielder's choice. He'll get the RBI, plating the third run of the inning for the Redskins. They now take a 4-2 lead. And it was Sobel coming in with the run. Masher's now down at third base. And Chaussey's on at first base. Eighth batter of the inning, Connor Engel, to the plate. He struck out, flied to right. He'll send this one into right center field, but the right fielder moves over, makes the catch. So for the second time in a row, Engelman flies to right field to end the inning. But in the inning, it was a big one for the Redskins in the bottom of the fourth. They send eight men to the plate. They'll score three runs on the benefit of three hits, one walk. They'll leave two stranded as we go to the top of the fifth. The Redskins have stranded five runners, but more importantly, they have plated four, and they now lead this one 4-2 over Jabot. You're listening to WSMI. And so we move to the top of the fifth, and for the first time today, the Nokomis Redskins have a lead as they plated three runs in the bottom of the fourth and have taken a 4-2 lead over Jabot. Josh Papenburg leads things off, and he looks at strike one and then looks at strike two. Papenburg, who flied out to center field his first time up, grounded to the third baseman his second time up. Another fly ball, shallow center field. Who wants it? Nobody can get it as it falls in no man's land. Third baseman Evan Herbstreit comes over quickly to cover second, and it'll be a leadoff single for Josh Papenburg. That base hit number six for Jabot today. And as so often happens, you pick up a few runs, you get the lead. Next thing you know, first batter
number five
is on base safely.
Sweeney.
Papenburg reaches base safely for the first time today. He's 1-for-3 after flying to center and grounding to third. He'll be perched down there at first base for Austin Sweeney, who singled and scored in the first and fly to center in the third. He'll look at ball one. Sweeney, a junior second baseman, looking to see if he can continue things for Jabot. He'll swing and foul this one straight back. And the count will even at 1-1. One ball and one strike on the junior second baseman, Austin Sweeney, 1-for-2 on the day. He's got a runner down at first in Josh Papenburg. Breaking ball stays a little bit high, and the count goes to 2-1. B.J. Chaucy tossing him to Ryan Jensen this evening, as the sun is setting. And this one stays upstairs, and the count goes to 3-1. So now Nokomis, enjoying a two-run lead, is about to put the tying run on base. A 3-1 pitch coming, and it's grounded to third. Nice clean pickup, toss over to second for one, on to first for two, and that's the pitcher's best friend there, as Evan Herbstreit did an outstanding job picking that one clean, and he fired it across to second baseman Austin McDowell, and McDowell made an outstanding turn at second base. So it goes 5-4-3 on the double play, and just like that, the Redskins have thwarted the threat for the time being. That a huge double play when it looked like the Hawks of Jabot might be climbing back into this one. They still might, but now there's nobody on and two out, and a line drive into left field. It's sinking, sinking, sinking fast, and the left fielder this time cannot come up with the play. They'll fire back into the infield, and they're going to say the runner is safe underneath the tag at second base. So it will be a two-out double by the number three hitter, Mark Brands, and that's his second hit of the day. He singled and scored in the first, grounded out to second, and there's no way they can review this one in New York, as this call is going to stand. It was a bang-bang play at second base, but give Lyons credit. He tried to make a diving stab in left field. He couldn't. The ball got by him just a little bit, but he was able to retreat quickly, made the throw in to Engelman, his shortstop, who relayed it on. Very close play at second base. But now the tying run comes to the plate in the person of Tim Reinholtz, as Reinholtz takes the call of strike one. That was a line shot to left. There was little chance that Lyons was going to be able to get to that one. Now a breaking ball, and Jansen does a good job of keeping it out in front of him and keeps a runner down there at second base. With two outs, well, you never want to make the first or the third out at third base, so they say. And so that time, Brands wisely stayed attached to second base. He's still there with a 1-1 count. Now a ball in the hole. It gets by the shortstop, Engelman, to left. The left fielder makes a throw back into the infield. He'll toss it into second, as it'll be an RBI single for Tim Reinholtz. Reinholtz drives in the run with a single to left, and coming in to score is Mark Brands, who got on base with that two-out double. And how big does that double play look now, as Jabot plates one here in the inning, and they've drawn to within one, 4-3, as we play here in the top of the fifth. And the inning's not over yet, as it's a called ball to Cameron Kinchlow. Kinchlow looks at ball one. Now they'll check on a runner. Quick throw over. But Reinholtz is back in safely. So Reinholtz, with that RBI single, has a 2-for-3 day going. He flied to center his first time up. Single was stranded second. Now he's going to head to second, and Jansen cannot get a handle on the ball as he bobbles it. And sliding in safely at second is Tim Reinholtz, and he's now down there in scoring position representing the tying run. Chaucy and the Nokomis Redskins looking to get out of this fifth without any further damage. Pitch goes up and in, and the count goes to 2-0. BJ stares in, gets the signal, looks at the runner a second, now brings it. Popped up, straight back, and out of play. And the count will go to 1-2 as we play here in the top of the fifth. The Redskins, who plated 3 in the bottom of the fourth to take a 4-2 lead, have seen the Hawks come back with a 2-out double, followed by an RBI single to pick up one of those runs and make it a 1-run game. A 2-1 pitch coming outside, and it goes to 3-1. Oh, I guess that was ball 4. I missed one somewhere. In any event, Reinholtz will get the walk.
Now batting 25, Eric Schrader.
That wasn't altogether bad. It'll allow for a force out at any of the three bases now. And I think Coach wants to talk to his players at this time. Well, as we said, in game one here at Greenville today, it was a game which started well and ended well for the Valmire Pirates as they scored 3 in the first. They added on 6 in the seventh, and they won it 9-0 over the Carrollton Hawks. So the Valmire Pirates have already punched their ticket to Saturday's championship game here at the Greenville Sectional, the game to be played Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. As I believe Carter Sobel is going to step up on the mound for the Redskins. So Sobel to the mound here in the fifth inning.
Now pitching for Nakoma.
And so B.J. Chaussey. B.J. Chaussey, his day is done. He will have pitched 4 2/3 innings. He gave up 3 runs. He's responsible for the runners on base at first and second now on the outing. It was 7 hits given up by Chaussey. He also issued a couple of free passes. Looks like 2 walks. And right now, he could be the winner. Could be in on a no decision. Could be the loser, as he's responsible for the 2 runners on base right now. And so it will be Carter Sobel stepping up on the mound. They will simply exchange places as B.J. Chaussey will go over to first base. So Chaussey moves over to first base. Sobel moves up on the mound. The first batter he will face will be Eric Schrader. Schrader will stand in with runners on first and second. Sobel's first pitch will be a called strike. No balls, 1 strike, runners on first and second, 2 out, top of the fifth, ball outside, and the count goes to 1-1. Schrader with a 2-run single back in the first could do some damage here. He'll look at strike 2 on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. So now Carter Sobel 1 strike away from getting the Redskins out of this fifth inning. Sixth batter of the inning. Runners going to third on a ball outside. And he gets down there without a throw, as Herb Streeth was not ready to cover the bag. The count goes to 2-2 on Schrader. But now the tying run is but 90 feet away. Here's the pitch. Just missed on the corner. And the count goes full to Eric Schrader. Ethan Schilling waiting on deck. Big pitch in the game right here for Carter Sobel and the Redskins. Swing and a miss. And that's the way the fifth inning will end for the Jabot Hawks, but not before they score one run with the benefit of three hits. Double play was a huge play in that inning, but Jabot scores one on three hits. They leave two stranded. They have now stranded six, and as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning, it is 4-3 Nokomis over Jabot. You're listening to WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. We move now to the bottom of the fifth. The Redskins had a big inning in the bottom of the fourth as they sent eight Redskins to the plate. They scored three runs on three hits. They took a 4-2 lead. Since then, they gave up one run. And now leading things off is Ryan Jansen. He looks at strike one and fouls the next pitch back, and he's in the hole 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Ryan Jansen, the sophomore catcher. He grounded out in the first inning, got an RBI out of that one. Now a breaking ball comes in a little bit too late. And then Jansen flied out to right back in the third. He leads things off here in the fifth inning. He was the only Redskin who didn't get a bat in the fourth inning. He'll lead things off here and look at another one low, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on the leadoff hitter, Ryan Jansen. Sophomore catcher steps out, asks for time, takes a couple of practice swings. Now he's back in there, ready for the 2-2 delivery from Mark Brands. And here it comes. Swing and a miss. That is strikeout number four for Brands. His predecessor in the last game came up with 13 strikeouts, but that's only four today, as Reinholz had 13 strikeouts Saturday in the regional championship game. But Jansen is retired, and now a ground ball to second on the first pitch by Alex Tossetti, and he's retired 4-3 for out number two. It's two up and two down quickly as Austin McDowell stands in.
McDowell
lined to shortstop his first time up back in the second. He singled and scored in the fourth, so he's 1-2. See if he can get a little bit of two-out fireworks started here for the Redskins. Swings and misses on the first one, as that one had him fooled. He'll wait for the 0-2 delivery. Playing him straight away in the outfield, and he fouls this one back and is quickly in the hole, 0-2. McDowell, as we said, lined out to the shortstop, a play that looked like the ball was past the shortstop, but somehow or another, he threw his glove up there and caught that one. Then he singled and scored in the fourth. He bats with two outs and two strikes here in the fifth. He'll send this one right back up the middle, a good solid single to center for Austin McDowell, so he's on safely for the second time today. And that will be base hit number seven.
Now batting number 12, Carter Sullivan.
For the Redskins. And trying to get a little bit of two-out magic started here. It'll bring Carter Sobel to the plate. He popped to the shortstop, then had an RBI single in the fourth and came around to score as well. Toss over to first base, and McDowell is back safely. First two were retired quickly. Jansen on a strikeout, Tossetti on a groundout. Then a two-out single. Got McDowell down to first. Sobel fouls this one back, and the count goes to 0-1 on the sophomore, Carter Sobel. Sobel, who started out at first base, is now pitching. And the pitcher, B.J. Chaussee, is now at first. As we play on here in the fifth inning with the count 1-1 on Sobel. This one comes in low and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one on, two out. Bottom of the fifth, Nokomis leading 4-3 over Waterloo Jabot. The winner gets Val Meyer Saturday in the sectional championship here at Greenville University. Here it comes. Driven to the second baseman. It ate him up. as that one bounced right in front of him, and he couldn't do anything about that one except pray to God it didn't hit him in the face. Now, trying to score, the wild throw, and the run comes in as an error on the play allows the lead runner, Austin McDowell, who was on his horse all the way. He turned at third base, and when he saw they had misplayed the ball on the infield, he said, why not? And as a result, he scores the first run of the inning for the Redskins here in the fifth, but more importantly, it gets back that run that they gave up. Now we're going to have a courtesy runner for the Redskins, as that looks like going in for the Redskins will be Cameron Neisler. He'll be the courtesy runner down at second base for Carter Sobel. But Sobel, with a good single, got things going there and allowed the run to score. And that will bring Nicholas Masher, who had a huge RBI single last inning. He's got a chance to add some more here. He'll stroke it into right field. Turning the corner late. Are they going to hold him up? Yes. Whoa, put on the brakes. And as he does, his feet slide out from under. But Neisler is able to get back in as Coach Pisco put the brakes on. And Neisler says, whoa, Coach, I don't have my long spikes in. He skidded to the ground, was able to pick himself back up, scurry back into third base, and on the play, he doesn't score, but Nicholas Masher wisely headed down to second base, and he's now there with his third hit of the day, and he's perched down at second base. That will be the ninth hit of the day for the Redskins, and they now have runners on second and third. As a meeting on the mound, they're going to discuss things. For the number nine hitter, Hunter Arndt. Arndt looked at strike three to end the second inning, and then a big two-out walk in the fourth inning kept the inning alive, and the Redskins were able to score yet another run, giving them three in that inning. They have now plated another one here in the bottom of the fifth and have restored that two-run lead, 5-3. Arndt stands in. First delivery, inside, ball one. Waiting on deck, Evan Herbstreit, the freshman third baseman. But the man of the hour right now is Hunter Arndt. Arndt watching for the delivery. And here it comes. It's outside for 2-0. Want to remind you at the end of the game, our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. We've got a few of them that we're considering right now, but we will announce our Diamonds and Dogs player of the game at the conclusion of tonight's game. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, bounces in the dirt. Pappenberg makes a good stop, keeps the ball in front of him, keeps the runners frozen at second and third. They remain there with three balls and no strikes on Hunter Arndt. With first base open, of course, the pitcher Brands does not have to come to the hitter here. But if he loads the bases up, it'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Evan Herbstreit, whom he's handled fairly well tonight. But we shall see the 3-0 pitch. Ball low, and for the second time tonight, the number nine hitter, Hunter Arndt, coaxes a walk. So he's on base for the second time tonight. That is the fourth walk given up to the Redskins. Two of them to Arndt. With the bases loaded now and two out, that'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Evan Herbstreit. He walked and scored in the first, grounded to second in the third, and struck out to lead things off in the fourth. Big at bat here. He'll look at strike one. 5-3 is the Nokomis lead, but Herbstreit could do oh so much damage here. The outfield playing rather shallow, and they're playing him straight away. He'll line this one to the right fielder, who'll take a couple of steps back, reach up, and make the grab. They had him played perfectly, and so Herbstreit and the Redskins are retired here in the bottom of the fifth, but not until they plate another run. They do so with three hits That now gives them 9 hits on the game, but more importantly, it restores that one run that they gave up at the top of the fifth. As we go to the top of the sixth, it is Nokomis 5, Jabot 3. You're listening to WSMI. We serve Mid-Illinois. Right now we're serving up Nokomis baseball your way as we move to the top of the sixth of the Greenville Class 1A sectional. It's 5-3 in favor of the Nokomis Redskins. The number 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up for Jabot as Ethan Schilling looks at strike one from Carter Sobel. He'll pitch a breaking pitch in there for strike two. Sobel, who relieved in the fifth inning, got a strikeout to get the Redskins out of further damage as Jabot was limited to one run. Nokomis came back in the bottom of the inning and picked up that run and restored that two-run lead, which they now enjoy 5-3 as we play here in the top of the sixth. Schilling fouls one off to the right side and the count remains 0-2. This breaking ball just a little outside. And the count goes to 1-2 on Ethan Schilling, who's flied out to left field twice tonight. He fouls this one straight back. Thank God for good nets, as that one is stopped from coming into the press box. And I would have been ducking quick had it made it in here. 1-2. Breaking ball that never came down out of the sky. And the count goes to 2-2 on the leadoff hitter. Here in the top of the sixth, the number 7 hitter, Ethan Schilling. Sobel sends it home. It's a high, hard one that Schilling cannot catch up with. He swings, misses, may have got a piece of it. Didn't make any difference as Jansen held on to it for the first out here in the top of the sixth inning. It's only the fourth K of the day for Jabot, the second strikeout for Carter Sobel, so he's faced two batters, struck them both out. Now ball one comes in high to Jake Green. Green, who's flied to right and walked, takes the strike. And the count goes to 1-1. Playing here in the top of the sixth, winner gets Val Meyer, Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, championship game, Greenville sectional. Ball is fouled straight back, and Green is in the hole 0-2. Waiting in the on-deck circle is Mason McFarland, who's looked at strike three twice tonight. But Sobel has to take care of Green first. The 1-2 delivery, here it comes. Did he offer? Yes, it's a swing and a miss. And that will go down as out number two, strikeout number 5 on the day. 3 Ks for Carter Sobel. Faced 3 men, struck 3 out. Pretty proficient performance, I would say. Carter Sobel will now face the number 9 hitter. Bring it in high for a ball to Mason McFarland. Waiting on deck, Josh Pappenberg, the sophomore catcher. To the number 9 hitter. He bears down and brings a solid strike right down the middle. McFarland, as we said, looked at strike 3 in the second inning, then looked at strike 3 to end the fourth inning. Now he'll take the ball, and the count will go to 2-1. Sobel steps off the mound, now back on. Now he brings it. Inside corner, called strike 2. Nothing fancy about it, but there is plenty of mustard on that hot dog. Sobel brings it again. Fouled off to the right side. Chaucy has room over near the fence. Nope, he runs out of room. Whoop, he's hung up on the fence. Got to get a buddy to help him back in. Checking to see if they can get that ball, and they do. Must be nice to be lanky and lean and able to lean over those fences. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Nor can I duck under those fences very well either. But that's another story. Get him a new ball. Infielders get reset. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, 2 out, top of the sixth. Nokomis leading 5-3 over the Jabot Hawks. Jabot came into the game with a 12-22 record. Most of their games played against 2, 3, and 4A competition. Called strike 3. So 4 batters have been faced by Carter Sobel. 4 batters have gone down on strikes. And we go now to the bottom of the sixth as the Nokomis Redskins have a 5-3 lead over the Jabot Hawks. You're listening to WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here in the press box. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Want to remind you that following tonight's game, we will announce our Diamonds and Dogs player of the game, or play of the game. We have had some outstanding plays, not the least of which has been Carter Sobel stepping up on that mound and striking out four Hawks in a row. In the fourth inning, Nokomis sent eight batters to the plate and scored three runs. In the fifth inning, Nokomis sent seven batters to the plate and scored one run. In those two innings, they have stranded five runners, but they have scored four runs, and they lead 5-3. As we move now to the bottom of the sixth, it'll be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up for NHS. B.J. Chaussee takes ball one. On the inside corner, it's a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. Chaussee got an RBI on a fielder's choice in the fourth, singled back in the first, and singled in the third. So he is 2-for-3 with an RBI. As he looked at a pitch that was on the outside corner. I guess. One ball, two strikes. That's what you do. If you don't like the call, you simply smack the next one. Problem is, the left fielder had him played perfectly as he was playing him shallow. So Chaussee is going to line out to the left fielder, and that is Tim Reinholtz making the catch for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. That will bring Connor Engelman to the plate. Engelman, after striking out in the first, flied out to right, both in the third and the fourth. Now he fouls one off to the right side, but this one will go out of play. So Engelman is looking for at an 0-for-3 day. See if he can't pick up a base hit here or get on some way to help the Redskins increase that two-run lead. It's currently 5-3. Swings late and fouls this one back, and he's in the hole 0-2. Chaussee was retired on a fly ball to left for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. Connor Engelman looking at an 0-2 count. On deck is Ryan Jansen. Jansen, who had an RBI fielder's choice in the first, flied out to right and struck out in the fifth. But let's see what Engelman shall do here. He'll swing, miss. Catcher can't make the catch, but he picks it up and fires to first. And Engelman is retired, striking out for the second time today. That is five strikeouts on the day for Mark Brands. And that will bring up Ryan Jensen to the plate. In the bottom of the sixth, two outs. Jensen fouls it straight back for strike one. You would like to hope that this would be the final at-bat for the Redskins today, for we're in the bottom of the sixth and they lead 5-3. Jensen steps out, chokes up on that bat, takes a slow technique swing. Now he steps back in. He's ready for the 0-1 count. Here it comes. He fouls it off to the right side and is in the hole 0-2. No balls, two strikes on the number four hitter, Ryan Jansen, the sophomore catcher. Alex Tossetti waits on deck. Here comes the pitch. Popped up right side. Weilbacher looking, running out of room as it goes out of play. So we'll do it all over again with an 0-2 count. On the batter, Ryan Jansen. As we said, the winner of tonight's game will face the Valmire Pirates, who put away Carrollton rather handily today, scoring three runs in the first, six runs in the seventh, and they won it 9-0 over the Carrollton Hawks in game number one today. Game number two pits the Jabot Hawks against the Nokomis Redskins. Pitch comes into the dirt, and the count goes to 1-2 on Jansen. Jansen trying to keep the bottom of the sixth going here with nobody on and two out. See if they can add to the 5-3 lead for the Nokomis Redskins. Brands, who's pitched an outstanding game, will rock and fire. and it's driven out into center field. Jason McFarland's got a bead on it. He camps under it and makes the catch. And so the Nokomis Redskins are retired 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. They go down in order, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Through six innings, the Redskins have stranded 8 runners. But more importantly, they have scored 5, and they lead 5-3 as we go to the top of the 7th. You're listening to WSMI. Tom Williams is our producer back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here in the press box. The Nokomis Redskins are 3 outs away from a sectional championship encounter with the Valmire Pirates on Saturday at 11 o'clock. But first things first, they will have to get 3 outs from the top of the order as Jabot will send Josh Papenberg, Austin Sweeney, Mark Brands, and if anybody gets on, Tim Reinholds to the plate here in the top of the 7th. Between the top 3, they have accounted for 4 of the base hits for the Hawks tonight. First pitch comes in low for a ball. Reminder, the Diamonds and Dogs play of the game will be announced at the conclusion of tonight's game. Carter Sobel has come in and faced 4 batters. He has struck out 4. He's now facing his 5th batter, the leadoff hitter, Josh Papenberg. Sends in a ball low, and the count goes to 2-1. Outfield playing pretty much straight away. A little bit deeper in right, a little bit more shallow in left. Ground ball to the second baseman. Second baseman gobbles it up. It's McDowell to Chaucy for out number 1, and the Redskins need but 2 more outs to punch their ticket in the championship game Saturday morning. WSMI will be here to broadcast that championship game. Sobel now faces Austin Sweeney, who singled and scored in the first, flied out to center in the third, grounded into a huge double play in the 5th. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. And it's 0-2 on Sweeney. Next one comes in, a little bit outside, and the count goes to 1-2. Sweeney wanting to get on any way he can to continue this 7th inning. He'll swing and send one into right field. Masher comes over near the line and makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down for the Hawks. And now the Redskins of Nokomis are but 1 out away from making it to the sectional championship game. But that 1 out could be a big one as Mark Brands steps in. He's 2-for-3 with a single and a double and 2 runs scored. His other time he grounded to second base. He'll take ball 1. Outfield has him shifted slightly to left. He'll look at ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. This is one of the few times that Sobel has fallen behind on a hitter. He wants to be careful with the big number 3 hitter for the Hawks. Strike called on the inside corner at the knees. Perfectly placed pitch by Carter Sobel. He'll rock and he'll fire the 2-1 pitch. It's popped up back this way. Jensen has a play. He makes the catch and the Redskins win! Ryan Jansen struggled with that one as it was coming back towards the infield, but he stayed with it, and he made the play for the 21st out, which will send the Nokomis Redskins to the sectional championship game on Saturday morning, as it is for the Redskins. 5 runs for Jabot, 3 runs, 5-3, Redskins win. We'll take a break, come back, and recap this exciting play that you've been listening to on WSMI. What an outstanding performance by the Nokomis Redskins. People will look at this in the news media paper variety, and they will see that a 20-3 team turns 21 and 3 as they defeat a 12-22 team who turns to 12-23. But let me tell you, folks, I was here, I witnessed it. This Jabot Hawk team was a tough out. But give the Nokomis Redskins credit as they answered in every way all day. After falling behind, giving up 2 runs in the top of the first, they came back and plated 1 in the bottom of the first, and the Redskins were trailing 2-1. It stayed that way till the bottom of the fourth. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Nicholas Meischer with a big RBI single. That was one of our considerations for our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. That helped the Redskins go on to score 3 runs in the inning and take a lead of 4-2. They would turn around and give back one of those runs in the next inning as the Jabot Hawks in the top of the fifth would plate 1 run. But on what I feel is the Diamonds and Dogs play of the game, it went 5-4-3. Yes, the double play from Herb Street to McDowell to Sobel. And it was perfectly done. The Jabot Hawks went on to score a run in that inning. But had it not been for that double play, who knows how many runs the Hawks might have scored. Instead, they plated 1. The lead was still 4-3. The Redskins came back in the bottom of the fifth and added another run to make it 5-3. And that's the way it ended. But our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. Listen closely. It went Herb Street to McDowell to Sobel, 5-4-3. And the double play thwarted what could have been a huge rally for Jabot and ended up securing a 5-3 victory for the Nokomis Redskins. So the Redskins now, with the victory, see their overall season record improve to 21-3, and they will move on to Saturday's championship game here at the Greenville University Sectional Tournament, where they will take on Valmire Pirates. That game to be played Saturday the 26th at 11 a.m. It will feature the Nokomis Redskins and the Valmire Pirates. What an outstanding, exciting high school baseball game we saw today. We hope that we did it justice with our bringing the call to you, and hope that you enjoyed listening to the Redskins win for the 21st time this year as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. But it's been a busy day of baseball and softball on WSMI. We brought you not one, not two, but 3. And the season is not over, as we know for sure that on Saturday we're going to have at least one more game, as the Nokomis Redskins will take on the Valmire Pirates here at the Greenville Sectional in the Sectional Championship game. Want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine people here at Greenville University for their hospitality. And, of course, thanks to all of our sponsors. Without them, we could not bring you these high school activities and athletic events. Special thanks goes back to Tom Williams, our producer, back at the studio. Gary Boker from Greenville University. One final time, our final score reads, the Nokomis Redskins, 5. The Jabot Hawks, 3. Gary Boker saying so long from the Diamond.